So, you're a great trainer. You've got an exercise science degree, more training certifications than you can fit on the office wall, and you've spent a small fortune on continuing education with the top professionals in the field. So, why aren't new clients blowing up your phone? Current clients filling every appointment slot, and longtime clients singing your praises to everyone they meet. Why, with all your expertise, can't clients tell the difference between you and everyone else in your market? And why do some trainers, the competition, who are nowhere close to you in terms of education and experience, attract more new clients, have a bigger or more loyal client base, and get lots of referral business? Well, according to Robert Cialdini, author of the groundbreaking bestseller Influence: The Psychology of Persuasion, you may be too one-dimensional. Your focus on exercise science may be leading you to ignore psychological science, and that's where your competitors might be gaining an edge. A lifelong sucker for salespeople, Cialdini became fascinated by how these skilled influencers use their techniques of persuasion to get him to do things he might not have otherwise done. To buy stuff he didn't need, to say yes to things he should have said no to. To understand their methods, he spent 3 years undercover. He went for sales training, and he even worked in used car dealerships. He worked with fundraising organizations, and he even paid his dues at telemarketing firms. With a PhD in psychology, he also dug into the psychological literature, and with a combination of scientific research and real-world experience, he derived six fundamental principles of influence. Principles that marketers use to create what he calls near-automatic compliance in customers. Now, what's this have to do with you and your training? Well, everything. Both prospective clients and current ones are always evaluating you and your services. Should they sign up or not? Should they follow your advice or ignore it? Should they stick with you or find someone new? And by knowing how this evaluation process works, you can focus your attention on the things that'll help you grow your business while also getting better client results. You see, as humans, when someone makes us an offer or asks us to trust their expertise, we're hardwired to look for certain things. In fact, before even considering the offer, we run a host of subconscious programs to decide whether we should even listen to the offer in the first place. And the busier and the more frenetic our schedules are, the more subconscious this process actually becomes. So we're not even aware it's happening. According to best-selling author and marketing expert Seth Godin, there's a short list of questions we ask ourselves when considering any offer. Whether it's a gym membership, a personal training package, a nutrition coaching program, anything. Here's a list of those questions. And remember, this all happens subconsciously. Do I know this person? Did someone I trust send them over? Where does she work? The FDA, the New York Times, a respected organization? Has she won an award? Is he famous? Are there typos? Is the design sloppy? Are they pestering me? Do I already follow this person online? Does music play when I visit the website? Will my boss be pleased when I bring this project up? Who else is pointing to or referencing or working with this person? And finally, is it too good to be true? Of course, some of these questions may be relevant to your business and others not at all. Yet the point is the same. If your competitors understand the way clients think and the questions that they ask themselves, and you don't, they'll enjoy a substantial professional advantage. They'll do a better job of attracting new clients, retaining current ones, getting more referral business, and most importantly, getting client results. Remember, if you can't influence a client, you can't help them adopt new habits, and you'll be ineffective at helping them develop a new relationship to exercise and nutrition. So this isn't just about sales, it's about results. Worse yet, if you can't influence a client, your failure to do so means they'll continue to be influenced by media, food industry, and pharmaceutical persuasion. And that's not good. So, where are Cialdini's principles? Where can we apply them? And what are they? What are these principles of persuasion? And how can you use them to actually help clients when the rest of the world seems to be using them to sell them crap that they don't want or need?